Welcome to the youth message for the Bethel United Methodist Church. We always say youth because we never know when there's going to be young people in our presence, but I like the buts. We always reach out to young people because we're all young and children of the living God. So sometimes it's nice just to take a message and bring it down to a level that maybe all of us children can understand. Now, you might have looked at the title of my message and thought, what is that all about, Lazarus in a box? Well, I think growing up, at least being exposed to or having kids, that at one time in our life, we all had a jack-in-a-box, or we had somebody that had a jack-in-a-box. You know, that little box where you crank the handle and it gets to a certain point. The old thing jumps up and it says something, whether it's here I am or whatever. And when it opens, you quickly put it back in the box. But it reminded me about the man named Lazarus. And sometimes whenever you turn that handle, you know, you turn it and turn it. And Jesus came when he heard that Lazarus had died. And he didn't get there right away. And Mary and Martha and the people who were there were a little upset with Jesus when he didn't get there before Lazarus died. And he said, well, you know, take me over to where he is. And then he said to the people, I'm going to talk to the Father. And he said, Daddy, I need to show these people that I am from you, and I want them to be able to believe, and I want to do something. And I asked them to roll away the stone in front of Lazarus' tomb. And then he cried out, Lazarus, come out. And he did. And he was alive and well. You know what the tomb is? It's a place. It's sort of like a cave. And someone has died. They put him in the cave. In them days, they put a big stone over top. You remember with Jesus, when Jesus was in the grave, and they put a big stone over him. And then Jesus was raised from the dead, and that stone was rolled back. Well, in Lazarus' case, the people rolled the stone back. And Jesus called to Lazarus to come out, and Lazarus came back to life. That's a wonderful story. It's better than the old jack-in-the-box, isn't it? But then when Jesus continued to minister, and he died on the cross, taking all the sins to the cross of Calvary for us, and he was put in that tomb, and then 3 days later, the jack-in-the-box guy came and rolled the stone away, and Jesus was raised from the dead. So Lazarus came out of a box or a tomb. So how do you think that happened? It happened because Jesus had the power to do it. And he was able to make dead people live again. He did it more than just Lazarus. So there's no box, no tomb, or grave in this world that can hold us because of what Jesus done for us through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, his power. He broke that bondage over sin and death, and he now said, I'm going to send one bigger than he, and that's the Holy Spirit. So we have hope, and we study Jesus' word, so we don't have to have no jack-in-the-box. We just have Jesus in our life, and he will open that tomb if it's our turn to die because he broke that bondage. Well, hope and pray you're doing good, good, good. And if you have a jack-in-the-box, next time you play with it, remember the story of Lazarus. Have a blessed day.